Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Beacon Hill lawmakers have finally hammered out a compromise over contentious changes to the state's voter-approved recreational marijuana bill. Now, lawmakers had promised to deliver a bill to Governor Baker by June 30th. We're 17 days after that, but House and Senate lawmakers had been at odds over a number of the changes, including issues around local control and how much to tax recreational pot sales. Joining us now with details about the compromise is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so let's start with the money. What compromise did lawmakers reach on the issue of taxing marijuana?
Well, on taxes, the overall max would be 20%. I'll give you a breakdown in a second, but just to remind you, the Senate wanted it to stay at 12%, which is what the voters had approved back in November. The House wanted to raise it up to 28%. They settled kind of in the middle at 20%. And how that breaks down, there's the 6.25% sales tax on everything that we buy. It will be also on marijuana, 6.25% there. 10.75% excise tax that will go to the state, a marijuana excise tax. And then every community that has a dispensary or a pot shop would be able to charge up to 3% local tax. It's an option. The towns can choose not to go with that, but the conferees feel that every city and town that has a marijuana business will take that 3% because they can use the dough.
Yeah, exactly. So pretty much down the middle, as you said there, on the issue of how much to tax recreational pot sales. Now, you mentioned cities and towns that choose to have sales facilities in their localities. There was some struggle over how towns could opt out if they wanted to. What conclusion did we reach there?
Well, they did reach a compromise. It's a little complicated, but I'll try to explain it to you. If your city voted yes on question four, now my town voted yes on question four, if my town wanted to ban a marijuana shop, they would have to come back to the voters, come back to us again, and ask us, do you want to ban marijuana? You voted for question four, but now that it's going to be in your backyard, do you want to deny these businesses? You would be able to vote no, and it would have to go to the voters. Now, if your town or your city or town voted against question four, if they voted no, we didn't want to make marijuana legal at all back in November, then it would be just a simple vote by your city or town council or your board of selectmen. They'd be able to say, no, we don't want to have marijuana businesses of any sort here in our business, in our community.
Oh, interesting, Steve. So it seems to actually place some significant weight on the decision of those voters who bothered to go to the polls last November.
That's right. I mean, as I mentioned, the town I live in voted in favor of question four. However, at our town meeting, we voted against allowing businesses to come in. So there's still a little bit of a question of now, do we still have to go to a referendum, a town referendum, and ask us again that question, do you want to ban marijuana shop? And it's not just dispensaries. It could be, you might want to, there might be a business that just grows or processes or something and doesn't have people coming in as a retail thing. A city or town can ban that sort of business as
right,
well.
Right. Well, so, I mean, this was a contentious process because a lot of people really took issue with the fact that lawmakers were considering making any changes to the law mm-hmm. that was stipulated in the text of question four. But given that, we have reached a compromise, as you've outlined here. So how fast do we expect the bills to move forward and possibly be made into law?
I think it's safe to say that this bill will be on the governor's desk by the end of the week. Right now, they're still basically, as they say, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, to go with a cliche that is used an awful lot up here. They're going over that. They will presumably submit it to the House clerk's office by the end of the day today. And the House will probably take it up on Wednesday. The Senate will probably take it up on Thursday. This is an up or down vote. There's no amendments. There's no changes. It's do you like this or do you not? Historically, the legislature always accepts a conference committee report. I've never seen them reject one. So, like I say, it'll probably be on the governor's desk by the end of the week.
That's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown bringing us up to speed on the compromise reached on Beacon Hill over changes to the state's voter-approved recreational marijuana bill. Steve, thank you so much, and I want to note that we managed to get through that entire conversation without using any pot-related puns, which I think is a first.
You know, I was going to talk about smoke coming from the conference committee room indicating a decision, kind of like the Pope, but I didn't go that way, but now I did. Okay.
Better late than never. Thanks again, Steve.
Have a great one.
All right, one more politics note here. I just want to remind all of you about Radio Boston's special conversations this week we have scheduled with the major candidates for mayor of Boston, incumbent Mayor Marty Walsh and his challenger, City Councilor Tito Jackson. On Wednesday at 3, we'll be having this special live forum with Tito Jackson. And then on Thursday at 3, same thing with Mayor Walsh. Radio Boston and WBUR, along with the Boston Globe and the McCormick School at UMass Boston, are co-sponsoring these forums. We've got tickets you can attend, and we really encourage you to do so. Register at wbur.org/events, and you can, of course, listen live right here at 90.9 WBUR.